Well, this is my first big film on this subject. I did make a film in Hong Kong for 3 months following the protest movement on the front line, which was another PBS front line, which was aired a month or so ago. But this was the first sort of big undercover investigation that I'd worked on in China. And again, it was quite a tricky project because we had to find somebody who could go on our behalf, because we needed a Han Chinese journalist, somebody who could basically, foreigners are not able to operate in Xinjiang, in this part of China, in northwest China, where we were making the film. Foreigners rarely get access to this, foreign journalists rarely get access, and the Chinese government are not very keen on giving journalists access to this particular area or press visas. And if they do go, then they're followed and harassed. So we couldn't follow the usual sort of way of operating, which would have been obviously to go there ourselves and to conduct the interviews. We needed somebody to do the job undercover for us, and that person needed to be Han Chinese. Han Chinese, when I refer to Han Chinese, I mean they're the majority ethnic group in China. There are obviously ethnic minorities around, which are the one which we're particularly focusing on in this film is the Uyghur. Uyghurs, there are about 12 million of them up in this part of China called Xinjiang, which means new territory. And they've been living there for about 1,000 years. And basically, under the Qing Dynasty, about 250 years ago, Qing Dynasty, the Chinese moved into this area and have basically been controlling that area ever since.
And in particular, what are you revealing to the world? I think most Americans have heard the name Uyghur at some point when they're listening to the news. They know it has something to do with a Muslim population. What is the history there as you begin to tap into that? And then what is happening in current day China between the communist government and this minority group?
Yeah, so let me just give you the big picture as to why we should be interested in this story at all. Which basically, it's about the future of the world we live in and a new form of governance that's being developed to control humans through technology. And essentially, the other big thing we should bear in mind for this story is President Xi Jinping, who came to power in China in 2012. He's given himself the job for life. He's the sort of the most authoritarian leader in China since Mao. And he's obviously leading China on the path to, you know, be a global superpower. But by the middle of the century, he would like China to be the sort of the largest economy in the world. And why should we be then focused on this small part of China, or it's the largest region, but up in the northwest corner? Well, the reason we're interested in that and should be concerned about what's going on there is that the Uyghurs, as you say, 12 million of them, most of them are Muslims. And over the course of the last 60 years, the Chinese communist regime has been encouraging Han Chinese to move into that area. And so they now make up about 40% of the population. Now, Uyghurs have their own distinct culture and language, and they basically have been increasingly seen to be at odds with the Chinese communist regime, partly because they're Muslims. They basically continue to worship in mosques, etc. And there was a period after there's been an increasing tensions between the Han Chinese, the communist regime, and Uyghurs in the last last few decades. And basically, the story goes that in 2012, when President Xi came to power, he was concerned about a series of attacks, which was carried out, some of them allegedly carried out by Uyghurs who were more, you know, Islamists, and those who were sort of described as separatists. And as a result of that, President Xi decided to crack down on the Uyghurs in Xinjiang and labeled the entire sort of population as dangerous. And so then started a systematic assessment of all of the Muslim population in Xinjiang to see if they were dangerous. Now, as a result of that, this led to the largest incarceration of an ethnic group since the Holocaust. About 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslims were locked up in the last 3 years in these massive detention camps across Xinjiang. Chinese communist regime initially claimed that they didn't exist, these camps, and then they described them as education centers whereby Uyghurs and other Muslims were being re-educated. Now, we've sort of been focusing a little bit in the film on this mass incarceration of Uyghurs and other Muslims, but we also were much more interested in the life for those outside the camps. So the Chinese government claims that they've actually released everyone in December. Now, that's we haven't been able to verify that, and the Chinese government has not been forthcoming in providing evidence to show that these 2 million people have been released or released. But if you look at the environment in which the 12, 13 million Chinese Muslims are living in Xinjiang outside the camps, that's where the film is focused. And it looks at the technology, the technology surveillance state, which has been developed in this particular area with Chinese companies, essentially using the government contracts from the Chinese government to develop really an extraordinary surveillance state, which is the most severe and comprehensive in global history. And this technology is based on predictive algorithmic surveillance. So Uyghurs essentially are being followed. Their profile, the distinct profile, facial profile of Uyghurs was entered into camera technology. So there's facial recognition. So the iris scans, they have Uyghurs have to basically go around, submit their telephones, going through all these checkpoints. They have this special app on the telephone whereby the system is able to read what's on the telephone. And if you are then found something on your phone, for instance, WhatsApp, if you have a sort of Western app on your phone, then that is regarded as dangerous. In addition to that, there are barcodes, QR barcodes that are put on the homes, the doors of Uyghurs' houses, so that the police can come around and check who is supposed to actually be in that house. And if you have a sort of, you know, visitors or other people who are supposedly not allowed to be there, then they might well be detained and taken to one of the camps. It's an extraordinary sort of system, and the focus of this film is on the integrated joint operations platform, and that is the sort of kind of the technology reservoir. All of the information being collected is being sort of put into this giant sort of technology reservoir, and then all of the information on these Uyghurs is being processed in this special data bank and using these, as I said, predictive algorithmic surveillance software.
Is there a greater concern if you're seeing this technology being used against one group? Do you see this then being applied to other groups? And perhaps this then is used in societies in other nations. Is there a greater concern here that goes beyond the Uyghurs and this Muslim group?
Yeah, absolutely. So the companies that are involved in developing this surveillance technology are now exporting this technology around the world. And essentially, this is leading to a new form of governance, which academics have called digital authoritarianism. But there are 60 countries around the world which already are buying this technology. And as authoritarian regimes, often they're authoritarian regimes which are buying the technology with poor human rights records. And there's a real concern that, you know, the Chinese will be exporting this particular technology to states around the world where governments are able to control their citizens to an unbelievable degree, which we've never seen before in history. So in a sense, when historians look back on the beginning of this sort of these particular systems of surveillance, which are able to control citizens to a terrifying degree, it will be in Xinjiang and the particular technology used against the Uyghurs, which will be seen as the first step in developing this sort of new form of governance, which is likely to spread around the world, which is going to be very concerning.
The Frontline film is China Undercover. It airs tonight at 10 o'clock on WGVU Public Television. Producer Robin Barnwell, thank you so much. Great work.
Thank you so much.